Woke Aussie Bank in Electric Vehicle Push, Ends Loans for New Gas and Diesel Cars. By Simon Kent on August 28, 2022. An Australian bank has decided the future is electric and will stop approving personal loans for new petrol and diesel-powered cars from 2025 onwards. Electric vehicles, EVs, comprised a tiny 2% of vehicles sold in Australia last year. That is a drop in the ocean compared to 17% in Europe and 13.3% in China. And with high starting prices coming in at $47,000 and a lack of charging stations down under, potential buyers still look for any alternatives to those on offer from major EV manufacturers. The customer-owned Bank Australia wants to change that in its drive to reduce carbon emissions. Even as the price of EVs climbs around the world as manufacturers look to profit from government incentives to get drivers to dump their gas models. We think that the responsible thing for us to do next is to ensure that our vehicle lending doesn't lock our customers into higher carbon emissions and increasingly expensive running costs in the years ahead. Bank Australia Chief Impact Officer Sasha Kerville said in a statement seen by Fox News. Ultimately, our announcement today is the beginning of a conversation with our customers and a signal to the wider market that if you're considering buying a new car, you should think seriously about an electric vehicle, both for its impact on the climate and for its lifetime cost savings. Bank Australia, which also recently set a target date of 2035 to achieve net zero emissions, said it will still offer loans for second-hand gas cars until there is a viable and thriving market for electric vehicles. While we will cease car loans for new fossil fuel cars from 2025, we are deeply aware that we need to support people not yet able to afford an electric vehicle while the market grows, Kerville said. The Aussie push to get more people driving electric vehicles comes as the Biden administration's own drive to the same end has hit a roadblock. EV prices have surged from a year ago, as Breitbart News reported. The average sticker price for an EV in the United States in May was up 22% from a year ago, to about $54,000, according to research from data and analytics firm J.D. Power, cited by the Wall Street Journal. The price leap follows President Joe Biden's call back in March for Americans to purchase an electric car to escape high gas prices, promising to double down on his pursuit of green energy. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.